Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're hot. Listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He wasn't done.
I know. Well, yeah. Pods, they got a game tonight. Dude, let's go, man. We got football and hoops.
I got a big sports day ahead of me.
Talk about it.
I got to stay in the city tonight or today for till about 9:30. Oh, yeah. And I'm just been, so what do we got? We're going to have, what's the baseball game? Dodgers?
Yeah, Dodgers, Brewers.
What time?
5.
Perfect.
You got a 4 o'clock football game.
Who?
South Alabama and
Liberty?
Liberty.
Liberty?
Yeah. 4.5 if you're into that.
You can't play football on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
They're playing.
That is bad. There's 4 games tonight.
Then we got Warriors at 7.
Blazers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got stuff to do. Yeah. I can figure it out for sure. Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show. This is, and I want you to hear what he said about Fred Warner and what he thinks of him. And it was a great, great little story. I want to play it and then try to make a point after it.
There's only one Fred Warner in this whole league. I do this every week, sit in this film room and watch every game and every play. And there's nobody I would rather watch on a daily basis than Fred Warner play football. Because there's an absolute joy to his violence and the way they played. And, you know, for I'll never forget this, guys. His rookie year was 2018, his third round pick, BYU. And I'm doing the game, 49ers and Vikings at US Bank Stadium. And I'm down the field before the game and I see John Lynch. And I asked John about who's their Mike linebacker going to be. And he didn't hesitate. Fred Warner's our Mike linebacker. And there's a lot of other guys there then. And from that first day in 2018, for 132 straight starts, Fred Warner lined up every Sunday, every week, every game. And you just think that he's just going to go like a maniac, like a Full Metal Jacket, go make every play like he does and just bounce up off the ground like he always did. And he was just going to do this forever.
Yeah, well, he got hurt on Sunday, and now the 49ers got to figure out what to do. And this is what I'm getting at
here. Mike linebacker, Stani.
And this is what Baldy, we had a cut from him earlier where he said the 49ers have to be aggressive right now in order to stay competitive. But here's the conundrum. Fred Warner and Bosa are irreplaceable. Like, you cannot replace them.
No doubt. You can
bolster the rest of the defense with players, but I'm not sure you can replace them. So, in fact, I don't think you can. So if you can't replace them, is it enough just to go get some reinforcements? And if so, what's the goal of the reinforcements? To turn them into a Super Bowl contender? To give them a better chance at the playoffs?
The move is for now, N-O-W. Right
now. I'm not.
I get it.
When you say right now, I'm out. 2 weeks ago, let's revisit it.
Man,
that's
kind of
the way I would go about it.
It's the first time we wholeheartedly agree. And I think that's what they're doing. And Steiny, what if they're 6-2 and that's still not enough for them with what they've been through in regard, I won't call it sport tragedies, when it comes to draft capital? They might be like, hey, we love y'all, but we don't love y'all that much.
Yeah, and so, you know, John Lynch over the course of the next few weeks has to figure out exactly where this team is and what their ceiling is. But not only that, he's got to figure out what their floor could be, too.
And that will reveal itself.
That's the thing. It's not outside the realm of possibility that the 49ers could continue to be competitive and challenge for the division. It's also possible the season could start to slip out of their hands and they don't make the playoffs.
Well, let me help you out, Steiny. You go, if they're 4-4 in a couple weeks, all bets are off.
I would not disagree with you there. Let's go to Dave. Dave's in Fresno, wants to talk about how aggressive the 49ers should be. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, I'm doing good, bro.
Thanks.
I'm doing good. I just want to say about the trade, it's from the Niners aspect. You have to look at it this way. You don't want to give up assets. I agree with that. But what are those assets? These first-round, second-round picks? In their history, they haven't really been that good, if you're being honest. So, you know, right now, people are probably climbing for a trade because they're not getting early dividends from the haul they had this past year. You know, I know it's early, but I'm not seeing much impact from the young guys. And nobody's getting sacked, INTs. Like, I'm not seeing nothing game change. So right now, if you're the Niners, it doesn't have to be a replacement for Bosa or Fred. If you can get a premier talent or a young player who, you know, you want to keep around for a while, or I'm just going to throw some names. I'm not sure if they're available, a Sauce Gardner or a Myles Garrett. Or whoever can help your team, regardless of position, you just need some juice. You need some impact. Because right now, especially on defense, with those two guys, nobody's bringing anything to the table. It's just guys clocking in and getting a check. There's no impact. There's no difference making going on. So if you can, whether it be a first, second, third, whatever, you just have to call around and see what you can do. Because even if you hold those picks, they're not guaranteed to be, you know, a slam dunk pick. I'd rather go for a sure thing and then just hold on to picks, and then they turn out to be more development projects, you know? So give me an established player can help me regardless of position, and I'll be cool with that.
Appreciate it, Dave. You know, I'm looking at I don't think that factors in. I don't think it should factor in a way. If you don't think the 49ers have drafted well, does that mean – well, who cares about the picks? Because you don't draft well, so you may as well trade them.
Hell no.
But I'm looking at the draft from last year. I think it was pretty good. Last year, they drafted Pearsall in the first round. He looks like he can play. Renardo Green's already played a lot.
Yep.
Pooney's already a mainstay. Mustafa got hurt, but is coming back. But he's very positive. Garendo, not sure what happened to him this year.
Oh, man.
Cowing, he's still on the roster, right? Jacob Cowing? And then Jared Kingston, and then Tatum Bethune. He just supplanted Fred Warner.
5 solo tackles the other day, but I'm with you. And let's just say his point was the drafts have been bad. That's like missing 9 straight shots, but you got to hit the 10th. And you don't rob yourself of that opportunity of trying to improve your teams, Donnie, and they got to just go to the lab. And last year, I mean, they didn't get second-guessed, and if they did, maybe I didn't hear it, but it was all defense. I got to believe this upcoming draft for the Niners, regardless of what this season culminates with, you know, this season, a playoff berth, not making the playoffs, you got to bolster your offensive line. And for that matter, I got to check myself now too, Steiny, with this injury to Bosa. You got to still add, and you could do it via free agency and the draft.
You're talking about after the year. Yeah,
after the year, no doubt.
Yeah, gotcha.
They're losing in the trenches, man.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. How are we assessing the 4-2 start? You know, we're essentially a third of the way through the season. That's the one thing that I think – is clouding this whole thing is if I just said, hey, how good are the Niners? I think you'd get all kinds of different answers.
But the one truth would be 4-2.
That's a truth number-wise, but Shanahan, Lynch, they evaluate
I hear you.
In a different way. And it is fair to look at this team and say, yeah, they're 4-2, but they're not a great team.
Right.
In fact, they still have to prove to me they're a good team. Not me, but the people.
But with these injuries, wouldn't you believe if we put a poll up, if you're really being real, that more people would check that box as your answer?
Which one?
They're going to 4-2. We're 4-2 and we've had some good fortune, but man, this might just be too tough to overcome.
Well, that's why I like getting the national perspective. And we had Steve Weish on earlier today, and he's not giving up on the Niners making the playoffs. Yeah.
And I'm not either.
No, I don't. And I don't. That's the point. I don't think it's time to. There's 11 weeks left. There'll be plenty of time to say, you know what, this isn't our year. But you can't give into it not being your year because it looks like it might not be when you're 4-2. Like you gotta play it out.
Yeah, and
a little longer.
Yeah, I'm with you. So this Sunday night, right? They host the Atlanta Falcons. If I were to ask you right now, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this exercise, Steiny, who the best defensive player on the Niners is
right now
will be on that field Sunday, what would your answer be? I have mine, and it's concerning.
Who's our best?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Best defensive player right now?
In your estimation, when they take the field Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons.
Is it D Winners?
I was going to say Lenore.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. I'd probably say that.
I love the secondary all day, but Stoney, that's on the third. Like, I want it to be my linebacker or somebody on the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you brought him up because he was brought up to Shanahan yesterday talking about his leadership and is there any way that he can not replace but do some of the things Warner did in terms of play calling?
When it comes to that stuff, I mean, a Mike linebacker directs the traffic just like a center or quarterback does on offense. So that's more position-based. You don't have the corners making the calls and everything for your front and strengths and where the pressures come from. But, I mean, I like Demo talking that way. I mean, guys who have been here and guys who played at a higher level, yeah, we need them playing their best at all times, especially in a situation like this. But it doesn't mean that guys just start making stuff up and doing stuff that they don't have to do. But there is, you know, Demo's been one of our better players here over the last few years, and I love that he's basically, in my opinion, saying he needs to play that way every week now, going forward more than ever.
All right, Kyle Shanahan on Lenore. Did somebody ask Lenore if he could do the defensive play calling, and he said yes? Well, and then Shanahan said, yeah, that doesn't happen.
Right, I got you.
I may have misinterpreted.
Hey, you brought up Garindo, and Stoney, we can do Brian Robinson, but he wasn't drafted by the Niners. But I got to tell you, that is somewhat of a shock on what I thought he was going to be to this Niner team, to where you didn't even need Brian Robinson Jr., neither here nor there. But what's up with Nick Martin? Dude's been...
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.